Every generation has its own anxieties around coffee. In the 16th century, the governor of Mecca feared it would encourage his citizens to overthrow him. At the dawn of the 17th century, Pope Clement VIII declared it to be the devil's drink. Some decades later, in London, women petitioned against coffee houses, claiming it made their husbands impotent. These days, we are less worried about what coffee does to us, especially with widely available decaffeinated options, and more worried about what coffee does to the world. In the past decade, consumers have grown increasingly concerned about the sheer amount of waste caused by coffee pods. Halo, a firm which makes compostable pods, estimates that of the 39,000 pods made every minute, 29,000 will end up in landfill. In 2016, the city of Hamburg introduced a ban on buying coffee pods with council money as part of a crackdown on polluting products. It did not stop the Nespresso boutique in the city centre from doing a brisk trade. Nespresso uses aluminium because it is light, strong and durable, making it the best material for a sealed container that must be flown around the world and then subjected to extreme heat and pressure on someone's kitchen counter. Only a tiny amount of coffee is used in each pod, so less coffee is wasted than in a cafetiere or with other methods in which many grams can be used per cup. And the pods are, in theory, 100% recyclable. But because they contain plastic as well as aluminium, they can't just be dropped in a regular recycling bin. Instead, used capsules must be dropped off at Nespresso boutiques or some convenience stores. In some countries, Nespresso offers a service that collects them from customers' homes. Unlike plastic, used by many of Nespresso's rivals, aluminium is 100% recyclable, but there is a big difference between offering recycling facilities and getting consumers to use them. Nespresso says its global recycling rate is 30% and that 91% of its users have access to one of its 100,000 collection points around the world. But some experts have suggested that just 5% of Nespresso pods are recycled. Even if Nespresso's figure is accurate, with a conservative estimate of 14 billion capsules being sold each year and 0.9 grams of aluminium per capsule, that means 12,600 tons of Nespresso aluminium end up in landfill annually, enough for 60 Statues of Liberty.